My name is Charlotte Mensa. I love Africa Global Radio.
COVID-19 Diaries.
I'm Abu Akil. I'm coping quite well. I'm in the UK. I spend most of my day working, taking exercise, studying, introspection, learning a little bit more about myself and communicating with a far wider audience than I ordinarily would have communicated with, because I've got more time. I'm not spending as much time traveling. I'm saving a good 6 hours a week in just commuting to work. I don't think the response in the UK has been a public health response. I think there's been so much focus on the medical side of things. There hasn't been a recognition of the fact that some communities are, black people are far more, African people are far more exposed because we work on the front line. We work at in the service industries, which are often in contact with a lot of people. And so there's been a disproportionate rate of deaths. We're talking about 80% in the UK, which says something about, let's think about public health rather than thinking about medical health. I've gained a lot about knowledge of people, how people behave, how people deal in crisis, and some quite profound things about how easily people are influenced by the marketplace. For instance, the first thing that I think about if there's going to be a lockdown is food. So I wondered how people began to think about toilet paper. So that says something about market forces and marketing. Also, some of the other myths that have come out around this thing. So I think it's a time for introspection. It's a time for Africans to begin to communicate with each other. And I think that is happening in a way that hasn't happened before, because these video conferencing culture has emerged. So thank you. Have a great day. Hope we learn a lot more about ourselves and find ways of making our connections.
I absolutely love listening to Africa Global Radio. Please, guys, keep listening. Let's keep Africa going.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rotimi Akinshete and I live in the UK. It's a bit of a challenging one, it has to be said. I'm still slightly confused about what's going on, even though we've been 4 weeks or so at home. At home to me means lots of different things. In the morning, waking up, trying to start with a routine for the whole day. Myself and my family, we do exercises together. Then my daughter goes off to one room and starts working and responding to the work that teachers have given her. My wife's in another room, still running her business from home. And me, 9 to 5, I'm involved in several meetings for the university that I work for, and several meetings with associates around the world as well. We try at the end of the day to go out for a family walk together. As you know, the weather in UK is always up and down. Right now it's really stormy, and it's raining and there's a bit of lightning, so it probably won't happen tonight. It does worry me and concern me how much black people, African people have been impacted upon by this. It's a huge worry that we are dying at higher levels than white people, particularly in the West. Reasons for that are varied, but it's a concern. And it'll probably be only in the aftermath of all this that we'll find out necessarily what's happened, what can be done, what could have been done. It also as well makes me think that there are so many diseases around the world, not just corona, that need responding to in the same way that we're trying to do with this, finding solutions and answers. You can go to most countries, and particularly so-called third world countries, where more work could be done to help respond to all sorts of health crises in the way that we're doing or trying to do right now, particularly in the West. These are extraordinary times, though. In my lifetime, certainly, I don't remember anything like this, and it's going to be one of those moments in the future that we're going to look back and people will be like, oh, do you remember? Particularly because I think the impact on the way that we operate in all sorts of ways in the future will be quite different. I hope lots of good will come out of it. I'm not entirely sure how much we would change. In some ways, I think we are already changing, and this is part of the change, what we're going through at the moment. In my mind, you know, the present is always part of the past and always part of the future. I hope some constructive things come out of this, and not just in people thinking about each other more, but also as well people being a little bit more holistic in their thinking about how their actions affects others, not just in a local community, but internationally.
COVID-19 Diaries.